Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This Sunday, the Hemingway Foundation Pen Award will be given to Kevin Powers for his debut novel, The Yellow Birds, which seems particularly fitting as this week we're also marking the 10th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, and Kevin drew on his experiences in that war to write the book. He'd enlisted in the Army at 17. When he was 23, he was a machine gunner in Mosul and Tal Afar in Iraq. He's now in his early 30s. His book was a National Book Award finalist and a New York Times pick for one of the 10 best books of 2012. The Yellow Birds centers around 21-year-old Bartle and 18-year-old Murphy. The day they deploy to Iraq in 2004, Murphy's mother makes Bartle promise he will make sure her son returns safely. So they begin to employ a magical math to make sure they both do, watching the body count of the war close in on 1,000, noting each death. Number 914, an Army specialist killed in a mortar attack.
We were glad. Not that she was killed, only that we were not. We hoped that she'd been happy, that she took advantage of her special status before she inevitably arrived under that falling mortar, having gone out to hang her freshly washed uniform on a line behind her connex. Of course we were wrong. Our biggest error was thinking that it mattered what we thought. It seems absurd now that we saw each death as an affirmation of our lives, that each one of those deaths belonged to a time, and that therefore that time was not ours. We didn't know the list was limitless. We didn't think beyond 1,000.
Kevin Powers, reading from his debut novel, The Yellow Birds. Tom Wolfe called it the all's quiet on the Western Front of America's Arab Wars. Writers like Anthony Swafford compared The Yellow Birds to Tim O'Brien's Vietnam epic, The Things They Carried, and to Hemingway. Pretty heady praise. We spoke to Kevin when the book came out and asked him what that felt like.
Well, I have to admit it is a little head-spinning. It just makes me think back to when I was writing it, sitting in my very small apartment in Austin, Texas, wondering if anybody would read it at all. So, it's incredibly gratifying.
Well, and you wrote it just a few years after seeing combat in Iraq and just a few years ago. So where did it come from? We mentioned you've got Murphy, who's 18, Bartle, who's 21. You know, you were 17 when you signed up, 23 when you went to war. Are these characters you?
Well, they're not me exactly, but I certainly do identify with the kinds of feelings that they're having, the confusion, the fear, the guilt, you know, the specific circumstances that they find themselves in, the events of the book, the story itself, those are creations of my imagination. But I do feel a strong affinity to the kinds of emotional lives that these characters go through.
So young. I mean, at one point, Bartle says, "Life was in me, but it splashed as if at the bottom of a nearly empty bowl." You know, seeming to mean I know how young and unfilled and unformed I am. We see them, as we said, they're doing the magical thinking. You know, if another person dies, it's very sad, but then I won't die. Then there's a realization later that, oh, wow, there's no math to this. There's just random craziness. No bomb has somebody's name on it. Anybody can die. And then someone does die. You know, a lot of people die.
Right. I think for Bartle particularly, he's going through this incredibly difficult experience of having all of these incredibly important life-changing events compressed into this very short period of time. So he's having to deal with grief, anger, guilt, things that normally would probably be spread out over the course of a lifetime.
Well, and there's more. There are heroic people who do very unheroic things. There are people who lie in wartime. There are people who kill people who are innocent. These young eyes see some pretty shocking things, not just maybe what you expect from war, you know, death, but maybe things you don't expect.
Right. No, I mean, and for him, it's a process of basically putting his humanity and his moral center at risk. And he sees that it's being chipped away at, and he's terrified of the prospect that he will be empty. So that's one of the challenges that he faces, particularly once he gets home and he has what is probably as difficult as experiences in combat is all of that time to reflect on, you know, the terrible things that he's seen, the things that he's done, the things that he's participated in. So for him, it's as much of a challenge and as much of a danger as combat itself. It's just of a different variety.
In fact, there's a passage where you write about that. Bartle makes it home, and he's by a riverside in his home in Virginia, and he sees some of his, you know, his peers wading in the river while he's spiraling out, and he has a conversation with himself. Do you mind reading that?
They were beautiful. I had to resist the urge to hate them. I had become a kind of cripple. They were my friends, right? Why didn't I just wade out to them? What would I say? Hey, how are you? They'd say. And I'd answer, I feel like I'm being eaten from the inside out. And I can't tell anyone what's going on because everyone is so grateful to me all the time. And I'll feel like I'm ungrateful or something. Or like I'll give away that I don't deserve anyone's gratitude. And really, they should all hate me for what I've done. But everyone loves me for it. And it's driving me crazy.
Did you have that experience? A feeling like that?
Well, I mean, I don't know that in those moments I would have been able to articulate it. You know, it's only in reflecting on my experience and reflecting on these characters' experience that I found some way to express it. But I do remember moments of a kind of profound cognitive dissonance where somebody would say thank you and say it very genuinely. You know, I would reflect and think, you know, God, what I remember is not something that anyone should ever be thanked for. So there is this kind of disconnect that can be very difficult to overcome.
The book, again, is called The Yellow Birds, and it opens with a traditional U.S. Army marching cadence, just a note you have on a page. Many people may be familiar with this. A yellow bird with a yellow bill was perched upon my windowsill. I lured him in with a piece of bread, and then I smashed his fill-in-the-blank head. Really jarring. We get it, though, that there's an innocent, a yellow bird, whose head is smashed. Who's the yellow bird?
Well, I mean, I suppose in a way it's both of them, and particularly Bartle has this sensation that they're in the hands of a force that is beyond their control, and you know have put themselves in the position of ultimately becoming this force's victim. You know, they feel like they're essentially powerless, completely powerless. So, you know, I'd say it's every character in the book, in a way, it can be in that position at some time or another.
Yeah. And others have pointed out that your main character, the narrator, is named Bartle. And, of course, it brings to mind Melville's Bartleby the Scrivener, who I had to remind myself, you know, was a sort of a typist, a scribe, and he just doesn't want to do the work anymore. I just wonder how much of that is here.
That story is particularly important to me. I've always been fascinated by it. And I think Bartle does feel that same kind of numbness when confronted with the task at hand, this desire to retreat, to give up, to say, I would prefer not to. So, I mean, it had some resonance with me. And when I was thinking of what to name him, it just seemed appropriate as kind of an homage.
Right. So what do you do now, Kevin Powers? Do you need to do more of this topic? Do you need to move from it? What do you do now?
No, I imagine that if my experience of being a veteran continues to compel me to write about it, then I'll do that. But right now, you know, for better or worse, I've said what I was able to say about that experience. And yeah, I mean, I have other curiosities that I'm looking forward to exploring.
That's Kevin Powers. His debut novel is about two young men who go to Iraq, as he did as a young man. The book is called The Yellow Birds. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And The Yellow Birds will be awarded the Hemingway Foundation Pen Award for Fiction this Sunday. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.